Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
On a crisp fall morning, biologist Stacy Jenkins tucks two oversized baby bottles under her arms and rallies her reinforcements. Her three babies are just a few months old, but they're pushy, hungry, and well over 100 pounds each.
Tom Loheis carries his third bottle of warm milk, and John Krause opens the gate to the baby moose pen at the Kenai Moose Research Center near Soldotna. With an eye on the milk bottles, the young moose rush headlong for the center's three staff biologists.
Moose are popular with photographers, wildlife watchers, and hunters. More moose are hunted than any other animal in Alaska. Almost 7,000 moose were harvested last year in Alaska, providing more than 3 million pounds of meat.
Knowing what makes moose healthy and what makes healthy moose populations is important to wildlife managers across the north, but a full-grown wild moose can be a dangerous animal to study. By conditioning young moose to human contact, biologists at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Kenai Moose Research Center are cultivating cooperative subjects.
19 moose and 23 caribou live at the center, which is visited by scientists from around the world. Over the past 30 years, more than 250 scientific papers based on research at the center have been published.
I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Jane Rudenberg.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Not at all.